across the floor.
Howdy, folks. This is Jerry Palmer, Canadian singer and songwriter from way back. And you're listening to my good old buddy, Johnny Woodlock. And he spins all the best and legendary country tunes, gives you the best in country music. Thank you, Johnny.
Did I forget to tell her that I'm happy I'm her man?
Well, yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show, coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, located on the shores of St. Lawrence Seaway, also being heard over historic CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada, and of course, always heard over any time, day or night, at YouTube channel, Way Back with Johnny on YouTube, as well as all points in between where good music can be heard. With that mentioned, let's pay tribute to the second hour of our program today, and our first and only double feature this week, and that of course is a double feature highlighting the 79th birthday of my dear friend Rex Allen Jr., who celebrates his 79th birthday today. With that shared, I would like to play a couple of his classics. First of all, it's going to be an all-time classic called There's Nobody Home on the Range Anymore, and then we'll follow with his all-time classic called Cowboy in a Three-Piece Business Suit. With that, I would like to say happy 79th birthday to the legendary Rex Allen Jr. out there in Arizona. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
The old man used to dream of the fortunes he'd seek. Now he lives in a room where you pay by the week. His hands are all battered, his pony's gone lame, and his bones always ache when the sky looks like rain. Well, he dreams of the old days when bronc busting paid and the wide open spaces where buffalo played. Deep in his memory, wild horses ride on, but he knows that good times have all come gone. There's nobody home on the range anymore. They've closed down the bunkhouse and padlocked the door. Now there's oil wells and motels and folks by the score. But there's nobody home on the range anymore. Now the eagles stop flying, the night wind is still, and the last coyote's howling on some lonely hill. The old man is longing to lay it all down in his final box canyon, the poor side of town. 'Cause he knows his last mountain is two flights of stairs, and his saddle's turned into an old rocking chair. Mornings he wakes up and wonders what for, 'cause there's nobody home on the range anymore. No, there's nobody home on the range anymore. They've closed down the bunkhouse and padlocked the door. Folks by the score, but there's nobody home on the range anymore. No, there's nobody home on the range anymore.
Home, home on the range.
Though he sounds like New York City, in his mind he's speaking with a Western drawl. His colleagues think he's witty when he grins and greets them with a "Hi, y'all." Though he never rode a horse, he grew up with Gene Autry on the range.
And when herds of secretaries say he's suave and debonair, it just feels strange. He's a cowboy in a three-piece business suit who longs to sing and rope and ride and shoot. He's a ramrod heading up a cattle drive. Oh, a man can go insane from 9 to 5. He's the chairman of the board, and he calls them all to order once again, like his father did before, and his father's father did way back when. But lately all the pressures chase him back into his dreams more frequently. Now he's speaking to a posse as he once again slips from reality. He's a cowboy in a three-piece business suit. Today he came to work in cowboy boots. Some just had to smile and turn aside. Those who loved him didn't show it, but they cried. Bought a nice chunk of Seattle, then he traded it long distance on the phone. Then his chair became a saddle, and he rode the hills till everyone was gone. Outside he saved a lady, but a runaway buckboard knocked him off his feet. And he died with his boots on in the middle of a busy New York street. Just a cowboy in a three-piece business suit who longed to sing and rope and ride and shoot. A ramrod heading up a cattle drive. But a man can go insane from 9 to 5. Oh, a man can go insane from 9 to 5. The last of the silver screen cowboys.
Hi, I'm Rex Allen Jr., the last of the silver screen cowboys, and you're listening to The Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock on CFRC 101.9 FM every Sunday.
But memories don't die, and we're still riding high.
We're the last of the silver screen cowboys.
And well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome our very special furry mascot and beloved co-hostess, Simbush the Wonder Husky, to our show today with her collection of beloved country ballads that Jerry Palmer recorded over the years. First, we'll hear a classic called A Picture's Worth a Thousand Words. We'll then hear from another all-time classic called Too Many Actors in the Play. And we'll wrap up Simbush's top favorites here this morning with another all-time classic called Gift of a Lifetime. With that, we'd like to say thank you to our beloved Simbush the Wonder Husky for her contribution to today's program. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Back in these eyes of mine,
because they've cried so long.
Paint some color on the cheeks so the hurt won't show.
Then they won't know you're gone.
Brush the worry from my brow and paint a smile so I can fool the world. Paint me happy and content,
'cause the picture is worth a thousand words.
Paint me happy, take the sadness. Smiling so my face won't tell.
A one in a million. chores, then suppers on the stove. Hair is down and sweat is on your forehead, but you look like an angel when I'm home. I guess that's why I know you are a treasure, the kind that's not buried in the ground. You're all in love to me, and life's worth living, 'cause without your love this feeling couldn't be found. Oh, you are a gift of a lifetime. In my book you are standing next to him. You make a life's all worth living. You're as fresh as a rose in the wind. Your fragrance of love stays upon me, and your loved ones, they never leave you behind. You are one in a million, 'cause you're a gift of a
flame. My latest spark means troubles in the air.
Hi, this is Chris Malpas of the Malpas Brothers. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Wayback Place to hear all your favorite country music.
Yes, my old flame, my latest spark means troubles in the air.
Well, yes, friends, once again it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the great Canadian Northern gems by even greater Canadian Northern legends. With that mentioned, I would like to begin here with a song that a young Myrna Loy and Buddy Duvall recorded way back in 1954. It spent 26 weeks on the charts and make Myrna Loy an overnight success. That, of course, was also a song that Myrna recorded when she was all of 14 years young, and it was called Are You Mine? We'll then follow with our good friend Harold McIntyre and a barmaid and a honky tonk downstairs. And we'll wrap up this selection of great Canadian legends and their recorded gems with Ray Griff and a classic called I Can't Stop the Rain from Falling. But I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in here on this great channel. Welcome in, friends. Now here's some timeless classics.
Kiss me when I'm blue. Will you whisper I love you and make all my dreams come true? Will you share the good and bad? Bring me joy when I am sad. Tell me, darling, are you mine and only mine? Are you mine?
Yes, I am.
All the time.
Yes, I am.
Mine alone.
Yes, sirree.
All my own.
Yes, sirree. No one else would ever do. I'll be yours and I'll be true. Don't worry, dear. Have no fear, 'cause I'm yours.
Are you mine? Tell me, dear. Will I always have you near? Will the love light always shine in your heart just like in mine? Will you give as well as take? Keep the vows that you will make. Tell me, darling, are you mine and only mine? Are you mine?
Yes, I am.
All the time.
Yes, I am.
Mine alone.
Yes, sirree.
All my own.
Yes, sirree. No one else will ever do. I'll be yours and I'll be true. Don't worry, dear. Have no fear, 'cause I'm yours.
Are you mine or rich or poor? Tell me, darling, are you sure?
darkness helps me hide my shameful tears. My wife works all night long for a man who's halfway gone. She's a barmaid in the honky-tonk downstairs, and it's a shame she wears the name of a man who's locked in chains to a bottle that's destroyed all hopes and cares. To a man with hungry eyes, she works and hides her pride. She's a barmaid in the honky-tonk downstairs. Barmaid in the honky-tonk downstairs. Lord, she's a barmaid in the honky-tonk downstairs. Though she left me just this morning, seems like days since she's been gone. The hour passes slowly when you're living all alone. How can I go on without her? Oh, forget that she was mine. When I can't stop the rain from falling or turn back the hands of time. Lord, I treasure every moment, but somehow I guess I knew when love's over, it's just over, and there's nothing you can do. Still, I can't forget the feeling of her body close to mine, and I can't stop the rain from falling or turn back the hands of time. I can't stop.
I've got fortunes and memories.
This is a voice from the past. This is Bob Gardner, country music historian. I'm happy to be here with Johnny. Keep listening, and you're going to hear stories about country music people that you've never heard before.
I've got fortunes and memories, and they all were bought with tears.
Well now, friends, following those great Canadian Northern gems, we're once again back here, and it's that time in the program to welcome our shortest member of our morning team, Gunny the Dachshund, to our program today. With her collection of favorite songs as recorded by none other than Jerry Palmer. Now, back in the 1970s era, Jerry Palmer would take a turn towards the country music career, and among these songs are three classics as selected by Gunny. First, gonna be an all-time classic called One Way Ticket to a Lady. We'll then follow with another all-time favorite called Does the Rain Only Fall on My Mansion? We'll follow that with She's All Woman. With that, I would like to say thank you to our beloved Dachshund and furry companion for her collection of all-time favorites by Jerry Palmer. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
A one-way ticket to a lady to where I do not know. Could be Alabama or Butte, Montana or Boise, Idaho. I got a one-way ticket to a lady. I gotta get there as fast as I can. I better get the motor turning, water smell the rubber burning, just a looking at the road ahead. I got the hungries for a girl to hold me and give me all the loving she can. I've been all working too long on the drag line. This ain't no living for a man. My hair's growing faster than seaweed. My beard's growing down to my knees. I'm a mean-looking rowdy, and there ain't nobody gonna knock me off of my feet. I got a one-way ticket to a lady to where I do not know. Could be Alabama, or Butte, Montana, or Boise, Idaho. I got a one-way ticket to a lady. I gotta get there as fast as I can. I better get the motor turning, water smell the rubber burning, just a looking at the road ahead. There's a whippoorwill sitting on the treetop, happy as a bird can be, just a singing a song to his loved one, waiting on the other tree. I trade him a song to make me happy, to ease my troubled mind. It's time for replacing the love that I'm wasting for the one I left behind. I got a one-way ticket to a lady to where I do not know. Could be Alabama, or Butte, Montana, or Boise, Idaho. I got a one-way ticket to a lady. I gotta get there as fast as I can. I better get the motor turning, water smell the rubber burning, just a looking at the road ahead. I better get the motor turning, water smell the rubber burning, just a looking at the road ahead.
I had love and happiness, a modest home to call my own, a wife that worshipped the ground that I walked on. But a fool is not content, to be rich was my intent. Now I've reached my goal, but the one I need is gone.
Does the rain only fall on my mansion? Do the blues only live within my walls? Will my nights always be so long and empty?
Me alone
with no love at all.
How she begged me through the years, but I ignored all of her tears. I paid no heed to the one that loved me so. Now it's 15 years too late, she got tired of the wait. So I'm here alone with nowhere else to go.
Does the rain only fall on my mansion? Do the blues only live within my walls? Will my nights always be so long and empty?
Me alone
with no love at all.
She's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, yeah, she's a woman.
She kissed me in the morning, wait until the evening, hug me till I'm groaning, and give me all her love. Oh, she's wonderful, she's everything I want. Hair is soft and golden, lips are sweet and tender, eyes are just a-glowing, giving all the light. Oh, she's wonderful, she's everything I want. She's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, yeah, she's a woman. Her love for me seals my wandering ways. Her morning kiss stays with me all day. Her sparkling eyes my wandering ways. Her morning kiss stays with me all day. Her sparkling eyes give me the light that leads me to her arms each night.
Like to hear those country singers sure do.
This is Dina Martin, daughter of Dean Martin, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back East Fabulous.
That I just wrote my first country song.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor onto our Way Back with Johnny show, here in our second and final part of this interview with none other than Mr. Jerry Palmer. With that mentioned, a few different legends over the years have graced our program interview seat. With that mentioned, there's also always been a top 10 list in my interview most wanted list. This next guest has long been an interest of mine to interview, and of course, I got to interview Jerry back in June of this year. With that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to a singing hero of mine and a true influence in my own style of music, and country music especially. And that, of course, is none other than Jerry Palmer. We'll follow this interview, the second half of this interview, with an all-time classic that Jerry recorded many years ago called Last Will and Testament. So with that, here now is a dear friend of mine and a true friend of the show, Jerry Palmer.
So what inspired your change in music, if I may ask, about, like, you are, to me, remembered as a country singer?
Yeah, so Don and I, we reunited again. Don had stayed in L.A. for a while and produced some people, and I returned back, and then we got together, and he says, I got country tunes, and I had then started playing. I formed a little country band at Thunder Bay, so I was home around, and I was writing as well, so we recorded the session in Nashville, Sam Phillips studio, yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was a pleasure meeting Stan. I wish I had a camera.
Exactly.
You know, producer. And that's where I met. There was a lady in the studio, or a couple ladies, and one of them was Hank Williams' ex-wife, Audrey Williams.
Yes, amazing.
Holding a little baby, which was Hank Williams Jr.
Yes, amazing, yes.
So that was a thrill, you know. Of course, the Glacier Brothers did the background.
Nice, yeah.
And I had the tops of musicians there, like Peg Robbins, Grady Martin, and, you know. So anyways, Don put out the country stuff here in Canada, and it did very well. I was on his label, then RCA and Quality Records, so I was on a few labels. And I wrote it. There was a song called Does the Rain Fall in My Mansion that Don wrote. And then there was, I wrote a song called Ooh Mama, which did very well for me.
Another classic, yes.
Yeah, and One Way Ticket to a Lady. Carol and I was about the second session we went down. He says, well, Carol's, I'm going to record Carol at the same time as I record you.
Yeah.
So Carol came down there, and then usually you go down with four songs in mind to record. Eh?
Of course.
But, it was around. So anyways, I told Don and Carol, we were having coffee. I said, you know, Carol, why don't we record that song, Are You Mine? That would be fun. I'll cancel one of my songs. Mm-hmm. And so Carol agreed, and Don, I said, well, how about it, Don? He says, well, I don't care. Do you know the words? I says, I think I do. They're fairly easy. And Carol said, sure. So then Carol joined me on with the last song of the session we did, Are You Mine?
Amazing. And it got some great fan reaction, too, I understand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Carol and I, we did a couple of tours together. My band backed her up. We went up to St. John's, Newfoundland. We played there. It was the Lions Club, I believe, in the arena. They had a big type of convention there, you know.
Okay, yes.
Years ago. That's when I guess they had a liquor strike on it.
Yes.
That's what I remember. Yeah, we took the ferry across, from Port of Bass across to the mm-hmm. island. That was, the people there were super,
amazing.
Super good.
Precious memories.
We had fresh lobster every day.
And anything
you wanted. They treated us like kings, you know.
Sure. I was going to ask you, you being a Canadian country music icon in many ways, what is your thoughts on what makes Canadian music so unique?
Oh, I would say the honesty. I would say a lot of the Canadian artists, they got a story to tell.
Yes, I do.
And a good story to tell. Mm-hmm. It's like one of the legends, heroes in music. When I was still in the rockabilly, I was booked to do a show in Hamilton, the Don Webster TV show, Teen Dance Show.
Okay.
And on TV, and there was two of us artists there. So, and I met him for the first time, and that artist was Gordy Lightfoot.
Oh, wow, yes, before he was a legend, yes?
Well, yeah, he was putting out his first record. It was sort of a country song, you know?
Okay, yeah.
So that's how Gordy and I met together, you know? He had on, I remember, sort of a pinkish-red cowboy shirt, nice shirt, and his hair was short and, you know, barber style, and like, we had a clean-cut hair at the time. You know?
Okay, yes, and before his wild days.
So that was really nice. I met Gordy Lightfoot there. And to the country, I did the Tommy Hunter show. I did a couple shows on Tommy Hunter.
And Ronnie Proffitt.
And Ronnie Proffitt. I think I did about 4 or 5 shows of Ronnie Proffitt. I did my country songs, plus I remember I did my own songs. And they had me do other artists' songs as well. And I used to do on a Ronnie Proffitt show a little rockabilly like Elvis. Some sisters by the name of the girls were named Peaches. They had on their Bobby socks and that. We had a lot of fun.
Amazing. Yeah, for sure. I wish they would release some of that old stuff onto the TV or what have you.
I wrote CBC and CTV.
Yeah.
It was possible to retrieve some of the footage from that show, you know, for my memoirs, and then I did a couple others. Well, when I was in L.A., when I was doing rockabilly, I did Casey Kasem.
Yes, you did, yeah.
And I played out at Disneyland out there.
Did
shows out there at the Space Bar. It's quite a trail.
Exactly, that's it, for sure. So do you have any recollections of a song called Last Will and Testament?
Yes, Don Grashey wrote that song.
Did he? Okay.
We recorded it, and we had it out on an album. Before I'm Called to Pastures Green. Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, that was a beautiful song. I do that on my shows.
Nice.
As a matter of fact, I did a show here at the Purple Hill in Thorndale for George.
Just before Christmas, I believe.
Yeah, and did a show there, and George says, you got to do one song for me, and that's Last Will and Testament. I said, okay, it's already on the list.
It sounds good, yes, and we'll be playing it during this interview as well, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, it was a beautiful song.
Oh, it was. Did I Forget to Mention, or Did I Forget to Tell Her? That was another one that I love.
Yeah, Did I Forget to Tell Her was a good song.
Yeah, it's a very beautiful song.
And then through that time, then Don got sick, and as you know, Don passed away.
Yes, he did, sadly. But
my wife, I was 68 years old.
Okay.
And I still conversed back and forth with friends of mine in Nashville, you know, and like Marty Chambers, who has records out now. He moved to Nashville. He's a steel player, and he played for a lot of the legends there.
Nice.
And research. So I told Marty I'd like to come and do it. My wife says, Jerry, why don't you book a session before? You know, he says, I know you want to do one more session because it's just magic when you record
the
musicians and the studios. And anyway, so went there and I did 8 songs with Kenny Royster.
Okay.
We put out the song. I wrote one called Good Old Buddies.
Nice.
And then the fellow from Arizona, Frank Farah, Comstock Records, he sends out mail outs to independent country country stations in Europe, okay. You know.
Nice.
And it's called the Nashville International Country List. Nice. So anyway, we put out Good Old Buddies. He put out that hit number 34 out of the World Nashville Country Charts for independent station. And then he wanted to put out one more. He says, like the Conway Twitty song called Let's Try and Make It One More Time.
Okay.
And so that was getting a lot of spins. And anyways, Frank phoned me after a couple of weeks and that. And he says, you know, Jerry, he phoned me, he's your number 5 on this chart this week. I said, really? Yeah. He said, you're number 5. Charlie Pride's number 3 and Gene Watson is sitting at number 1. He says, so. And I said, well, geez, that's great. That was true. So anyway, then the following week, the chart came out, and my phone rings early in the morning. He says, Jerry, I just got the chart back for the week. He says, guess what? He says, you hit number 1. So
wow, nice, nice, yes.
That's great, you know. And so anyways, as time went on, about 2-3 weeks later, I get a call from an agent down there who says, Jerry, he says, your music is really picking up in Europe here. He says, we'd like to book you on a tour in my agency. I says, well, thank you very much. But I says, I'm 71 years old now.
Exactly.
I think it's a little late. Had I been about 40, I'd love to. My wife and I would love to travel Europe.
Yes.
But
yes.
There we go. Timing again, John.
Exactly. Timing is everything, like I was saying yesterday, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. For sure. Oh, well. But I'm alive. That's the main thing.
Well, that's the main thing. So, I'd love to do another interview with you at some point, if you're up to it. For wrapping up for today, but what advice can you tell us or give to the modern musicians who idolize you like I do?
Well, all I can say is be sincere, honest, work hard, pursue your goals no matter what anybody says, you know, and just... give it an honest effort, you know,
okay. The
best you can do.
Yes.
And whatever happens, happens. And what doesn't, don't get discouraged. Just get up on your feet and try again. Nowadays, John, there's so much fine young talent out
there.
There is. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So as much as if I could, I would like to record it and do some new stuff. But I can't compete against these young guys with tight butts.
Well, I hear you there.
Mine ain't
like
that anymore.
For sure. Well, let's take it. You take care of yourself, and we'll be in touch.
Okay, John.
God bless you.
Have a good day, and you take care of yourself.
Eh? You too. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Before I'm called to pastures green, to a greater world somewhere, I'll gather up all that is mine and leave to each their share. Then taking up my pen, I'll write all things I'll leave someday, and my last will and testament will finally read this way. To lovers, I will leave the stars, the moon, and dreams come true. To broken hearts, a memory of a happy day they knew. To wondering men, I'll leave a prayer that they won't lose their way. To untrue hearts, I'll leave the tears they'll have to cry someday. To parents, I will leave the joy of watching children grow. The sight, the sound of laughter they came to love and know. I'll leave them too, the souvenirs they always held so dear. Their years of married happiness, their every joy and tear. To children, I will leave the faith I had in all mankind. The way of life I cherish, I hope they too will find. And though I have no wealth of gold, these things are greater still. The gifts of God to all mankind, and rightly His to will.
I'm standing Nova Scotia proud for Canada. This is Anne Murray. Early in my career, I received a lot of pressure to move to the U.S., but I just couldn't do it. Canada was my safe haven, my light at the end of the tunnel, and it still is. Buy Canadian. Shop as if your country depends upon it. Keep your money in Canada for Canada.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to send us into the third and final hour of this morning's program. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to a collection of sacred gospel songs once again. First will be the legendary Johnny Paycheck and an all-time classic called I'm Gonna Tell the World. We'll then follow with Gentleman Jim Reese, who would have celebrated his birthday the 20th of this month, August, born 1923. Sadly passing away, of course, in a tragic plane accident in 1964. But we're going to pay tribute to Gentleman Jim with an all-time classic called This World Is Not My Home. And then we'll wrap up this set with another legendary pioneer of country music, Porter Wagoner, who would have celebrated his birthday this past month, and it would have been his 99th birthday on the 12th of August. And from Porter, we have an all-time classic called Pastor's Absent on Vacation. With that, I hope you all stay around for another hour of great classic country here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Time to start. Oh, Jesus took my heavy load. I'm traveling on a smoother road. Oh, what a change I made that day. I let him wash my sins away. Change I made that day. I let him wash my sins away.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I have a loving mother just over in Glory Land, and I don't expect to stop until I shake her hand. She's waiting now for me in heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just over in Glory Land we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their songs of sweetest praise drip back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then
then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Pastor's absent on vacation, church is closed till his return.
The old man went to meeting while the day was bright and fair, though his limbs were very tottering and it was hard to travel there. But he hungered for the gospel, so he trudged the weary way on the road so rough and dusty, neath the summer sun's burning ray. By and by he reached the building, to his soul a holy place, and then he paused and wiped the sweat from his thin and wrinkled face. But he looked around bewildered, for the old bell didn't toll, and the doors were shut and bolted, and he didn't see a soul. But he saw a little notice tacked up on the meeting door, so he limped along to read it, and he read it o'er and o'er. Then he wiped his dusty glasses, and he read it o'er again, till his legs begin to tremble and his eyes begin to pain. As the old man read the notice, how it made his spirit burn. Pastor on vacation, church closed till his return. And the old man said, would the farmer leave his cattle, or the shepherd leave his sheep? Why, who would give them care and shelter, or provide them food to eat? So it strikes me very singular when a man with holy hands thinks he needs a vacation, forsakes his tender lambs. Do the markets close their doors just to take a little rest? Why, it would be the height of nonsense, for their trade would be distressed. Did you know it ever happen or hear anybody tell? Satan taking a vacation, shutting up the doors of hell? Oh, tell me that when I reach that city over on the other shore, would I find a little notice tacked up on the golden door? Telling me mid dreadful silence, written words that cut and burn, Jesus absent on vacation, heaven closed till his return.
Pastor's absent on vacation, church is closed till his return.
Howdy folks, this is Jerry Palmer, Canadian singer and songwriter from way back, and you're listening to my good old buddy Johnny Woodlaw, and he spins all the best and legendary country tunes, gives you the best in country music. Thank you, Johnny. Did I